Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's BudPod 217.
217. My pleasant spleen.
Mm.
I have a very pleasant spleen. And I'm tired of keeping that from the public.
Yeah, Wang admits all.
Enough pleasant spleen erasure. I have a very pleasant spleen, and take it or leave it, folks. Sorry, but not sorry.
Yeah, you paid for a brand new couch by selling that story to one of those horrible.
It is full of horror.
One of those horrorful magazines.
All right, yeah.
Your story's in one of those little boxes that the text is big and yellow and at an angle.
Like a sub Hello magazine, like Okay, or actually worse than Okay. What gets worse than
Take
Okay?
A break.
Oof.
Yeah. You sold it for a couple of grand to Take a Break. Wang comes clean about pleasant spleen. And it's a photo of you, like at a really unflattering angle, like stepping over a sort of step thing outside a nightclub onto a pavement.
Yeah, yeah, and sort of a grainy photo.
Yeah, sort of action shot, like you're in motion.
And I'm unshaven.
Yeah.
What does a spleen do?
Isn't it where you get some sort of digestive acid-y stuff from? Or is that the pancreas?
Isn't that the gallbladder? What does the spleen...
I know that venting your spleen is that old-fashioned way of saying having a rant.
It controls the level of blood cells. The spleen controls the level of white blood cells, red blood cells, and platelets.
What? That can't be right.
It
spleens right?
The blood? What? Wow.
Pancreas
good
does
for the
insulin.
Spleen. Produces antibodies. Maintains levels of fluid in your body. Sounds like the spleen is pretty important, folks. I'd hold on to it if I were you.
You were joking about spleen erasure before, Phil, but we didn't know this about our old friend, the spleen.
Yeah, looks like we've been conditioned into erasing the spleen in our own lives. And for that, we apologize. And we promise to do better and do the reading.
Yeah, you're doing the reading right now.
I'm literally doing the reading right now.
How have we not... We should know that.
You and I specifically, or humankind?
Both.
Sure.
Both, Philip. Oh, I was sure it was just squirting a lot of goop into your stomach. Or is that the pancreas?
The pancreas.
The pancreas does insulin.
Pancreas,
I know that.
Spleen, liver. For me, they're like the non-Chris Martin members of Coldplay. I don't know what they do. I don't know what their names are. They just all kind of do the same job as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. The only organs you're interested in, it's just brain, heart, penis. That's the...
The pancreas produces digestive juices. Delicious. And yum. Insulin. As well as other hormones to do with digestion.
Do you know they used to get insulin for diabetics from pigs?
Mm.
Yeah.
Suck it out of their pancreas.
Yeah, well, from pigs when they are deaded for eating.
Woof.
And I saw a picture of a guy in front of a big pile of pig pancreases.
Wow.
Like one of those photos of like, wow, look how much insulin we've got.
Like a catch.
Yeah. You stick your hands out. My insulin is this big.
I caught an insulin this big. Speaking of insulin, last night I watched the film Memento, in which insulin features.
Does it?
Yeah. Have you seen Memento?
I don't remember.
Nice. Real good stuff. Top drawer.
I don't know why my little theme tune there for that was that noise when you win a Pokemon battle.
What is that? What does it go?
That's when you catch a Pokemon or win a Pokemon battle.
That's because you won the joke. You caught a good joke in the wild.
Yeah.
An excellent joke appears in the wild.
Yeah. Now I'm going to pop it into a computer somehow. Oh, I don't... No, I don't think I have seen it.
Oh. It's good, you would like. It's confusing, and I was sleepy, so it was difficult.
Yeah, and when you're sleepy the way that cartoons are sleepy.
Really?
Yeah.
There are little Zeds floating off out of my nose?
Yeah, a big snot bubble.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you're affected by sleepiness in the way that, like, you would try and illustrate sleepiness in a cartoon character.
Right.
Like, I'm sleepy and that's the end of it kind of guy.
Right. Yeah. As in, like, I'm completely useless.
You don't ignore your sleepiness / can't, whichever it is.
Oh, right. I don't see how you can.
You just have to power through. Some people are sleepy in a very subtle way and force their way onwards till whatever time they need to stop being sleepy at 11. I don't know.
Yeah, I can force my way, but I'll be bad at everything. I'll be bad at everything.
That's what I mean. You can tell.
Last night I was last couple of nights I've been that kind of tired where you're so tired you can't actually get to sleep.
Oh, what, you're just lying there going, ugh.
Ugh, I'm so tired. You're like, your body's not done feeling tired yet.
Yeah. Like, tiredness is a punishment that you have to complete.
That's still your final task of the day, is feel a bit more tired for a bit longer. But then I slept like 9 hours last night, which was fucking delish.
I took/have taken a sort of a week, 10 days off doing any gymming. And
oh, good for you.
The first few nights of that, I slept 10 or 11 hours each night.
Oh, nice. Now is my chance to catch up and become the brawn of the pod. I got 1 week to do it. I got 1 week to catch up with Pierre.
Yeah. What, if you could only have one set of muscles be really big, what would it be? And it can only be one. And you have to have one.
How big are we talking?
Not like so big that no matter which one you choose, you'll look insane. But like really, really like strong, defined, like finished.
Okay. I think the right choice is arms, just because they are on show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've never had like really defined arms. I've got lovely smooth arms. But yes. I don't have any like big vein or anything popping on it. I'm always impressed when a guy has just like a fucking vein on his arm.
Oh, the vascularity.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy's got blood flowing through his system. I can only, I only have to presume there's blood flowing through my arms.
Yeah, you're like Mr. Burns. You just have to assume that because your arm's still warm, there's blood in there. Yeah.
I remember when we were taught at school about how blood moves back from the heart. So it's a deoxygenated blood moves back to the heart. Oxygenated blood moves from the heart to the body via the pressure from the heart. But blood moves back to the heart via, and we were told this, bones and movement. The movement of bones.
Really?
Yeah, so apparently it's just like your various movements just kind of like squish blood back to you in some way. That doesn't feel right to me, but that's what we were told. Bones. The movement of bones.
Oh, I don't horrible. Like it. I think we should have a band or an album called Bones and Movement. Was that our comedy double act, Bones and Movement? A really fast guy and a really skinny guy. I'm Movement and I'm Bones.
Bones and Movement.
A really, really skinny guy and a guy with terrible ADHD.
We learned a lot of biology. Well, I learned a lot of my biology when I was at school in Malaysia, where not everyone is entirely sure how to pronounce these English words.
Yeah.
So one of the girls in class would regularly refer to the anus as the anus and was never corrected.
You're kidding.
The anus, yeah.
That is a mispronunciation by one of the... Like, I don't know if it was deliberate or not, or however it started, but we used to say anus at school because one of the Germans said it.
Yeah, right. No, we were saying it seriously. We were saying it like wearing lab coats and goggles, doing experiments. The anus is not responding in the way we expected it to.
I would love to see...
perform more tests on the anus.
A table of surgeons, like around a table and a patient. And you know when there's like that blue cloth and there's just the hole that where like the chest cavity is. Yeah. It's just an ass, just a bum cheeks set popping out. Just like, the anus is not responding. You know, and they're like...
I've got an anusoplasty to do today.
An anusthetist is there going like...
nice.
Put him under. Put him under. He's not asleep. The anus is still awake.
The anus. I swear we were taught yotched by English teachers. We were taught to pronounce yacht yotched.
Oh, no. But surely there was some yotched sailing around.
Yeah, we had a yotched club. But I guess there wasn't that much crossover between the teachers and the members of the yotched club.
Well, clearly. They should have invited more of the teachers to join yotched club.
Yeah. But then, yeah, yachts don't come up in conversation very much otherwise.
No, and you could forgive yacht as well.
Yeah, I mean, it is an insane way to spell yacht. I don't think there's any other word that has a silent CH, is there?
There's, oh God,
A silent CH is really, like with a lot of English you go, okay, fine. But with yacht, you're like, come on now, this is too far, grow up.
There's that.
Go home, English. You're drunk.
Oh, could someone turn English off and on again? And then just the sound of gunshots ringing out. there's some joke about how you can spell fish G-H-I, and then some other thing because like.
Oh, for like G-H from laugh.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Like English is such a fucked up language that you could be forgiven for spelling fish like. Gibbly. Because there's just no rules. It's so impossible. A noose, yeah, God. A noose is something that my friendship group from my high school still say jokingly.
I know, right? Teacher, what is the anus? Ah, I'm glad you asked. The anus is, it would be genuine, you know.
That's so funny, man. I remember being us all genuinely groaning out loud when the science teacher said Uranus. Said like Uranus instead of Uranus.
While like you were groaning out of disappointment.
Yeah, like they
cheated you out of your Uranus.
Yeah, yeah. We knew it was coming up. And we were like, oh, the only highlight of our little lives. He's gonna have to say Uranus. And
you're
then just
all
Uranus.
Looking at him like Bart waiting for him to.
Yeah.
To say, well, I didn't do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uranus. Just boo. Come on. You promised. Look at what they took from us. Look at what we are owed. Yeah, the one highlight of science. Uranus.
Uranus.
It sounds
all cool. Hail Uranus. Uranus. It sounds like a huge Uruk-hai or something. Uranus.
Yeah, I mean, the Uruk-hai would deserve a name like that. You know what? I don't like how they look, Phil. They look frightening. There, I said it. Frightening and ugly.
Speaking of potentially frightening and ugly, I've got to get a sort of emergency haircut later because I'm very busy on my tour to go to my usual place. I've got to go down the road to a place that has good reviews on Google. You know, you look up a local place and it has like 4.5 stars but like 70 reviews.
Mm.
And you go, all right, is this just from like 70 friends and family?
Yeah, pressured people.
Yeah, are these people who just... Or are these people who want to affect a sort of community feeling in their lives? That they're supportive of their local hairdresser? Or is this a 4.5 out of merit?
Yeah.
Because as we all know, via the wisdom of crowds, the reviews become more and more reliable the larger the number of reviews given.
Yes.
But it's this kind of place I called up just now to say, hello, I do have any availability later on today? And he said, yes, my friend. Yes, definitely. And I said, about 5 o'clock? And he said, yes, my friend, I'll see you then. Didn't ask for my name, anything. Okay, well, I'll see you then. Okay, my friend. See you, it's five o'clock.
Can I ask what it looks like on the image, Google image search?
I won't give away its identity, but it's like a common man's name, apostrophe S, barber.
Yeah.
And big red signage. And does it have a cartoon mustache on it?
Okay, now we're talking.
And let me have a look.
My one is very...
Oh, yes. On the one side of the name is a pair of scissors, and the other side is a razor. It's a black sign. It looks like if you said to an AI art program, draw me a barber in the style of a late night chicken shop.
Okay. That's less
but like a really off-brand chicken shop. Not even like Monley's. Like more off-brand than a knockoff of a minor chicken shop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. ABZ fried chicken.
Yeah, that's it.
You go, oh, what is that even supposed to be? It's just three letters. Okay, that's less reassuring. Because my barber's Phil is visually hipstery, but it still just has like middle-aged Iranian dudes doing all the cutting of the hair.
Oh, okay. But like, it's like done up in the style of a Prospector Jim's mustache tonic kind
of. Totally. Totally. Style. It looks like it should be full of people dressed like longshoremen, dungarees called Seb.
Suspenders?
Yeah, tiny, tiny, very cold tin of 11% beer that's on offer. leather razor strops, you know, all that. But instead, it is like the classic Middle Eastern barbers inside that kind of shell. It's an unusual combo. I'm not sure how it's happened.
The inside of this barber I'm going to later today looks a bit like the barber Tony Soprano would go into or something.
It feels like that could be good.
Neighborhood, like New Jersey, kind of like old fuck stuff. Old fuck style.
I think I find that more reassuring than one that seems like it's been set up by kind of like devil may care young entrepreneurs. Because often they'll be giving you haircuts for music videos. And... I don't want to speak out of turn, Phil. I don't think either one of us can carry off music video haircuts.
What is a music video haircut?
Like, I once, short back and sides with a trim on top is pretty much every guy's haircut to an extent.
Yes. Right?
But there are layers, Phil. There are levels. When I go to the Persian dudes, the Iranian dudes, they give me a reasonable enough version of that. That is the haircut I've had forever. And then one time, I went to a cool barber's full of people under the age of 40. And they still gave me a short back and sides, but it was aggressive. It was the most hipster version of that. It was much longer on top and much shorter on the sides and much more. I have a little earring and a TikTok, you know.
I think that's the most granddaddy you've ever sounded.
Yeah.
A little earring and a TikTok.
I have a little earring and a TikTok. He's got a TikTok and a little earring. Yeah. But that's how I looked, and it didn't work because I am a granddad and I look like one. And so it looked like I had gone and gone, can you make me look young to these barbers?
Right. Did you look like you sort of, you're on your way to buy a Porsche and your dating app age range goes down to 18.
Yeah.
And you look at tans and.
Yeah.
Well, you wear tight t-shirts and you go to Ibiza sort of with a couple of other old fucks and take a lot of selfies in aviator sunglasses.
Yes. And I go to Wayne Lineker's strip bar or whatever.
Yeah.
I looked like I was the kind of person who says things like, well, you know, I'm in my early 30s. I see no reason why I shouldn't try and keep up with the trends. You know, they sort of justify it like that. Like, well, no, why not? If that's, it's just a fashionable haircut. It's just a fashionable haircut. And it's like, no, it's so tangibly like a Gen Z, like doomer
What's a Duma?
A Duma, like a Zoomer and a Duma.
What's like, a Duma?
Do you know a Zoomer, as in like Gen Z, a Zoomer?
I know
like a
Zoomer,
A Duma is like a member of Gen Z who embraces that Gen Z nihilism about how the planet's cooking us alive and there's no point in anything. As in Doom, so, as in...
Right, and all that sort of nihilistic Gen Z meme culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what that is. And it was that kind of haircut. And it's like, I didn't look young when I was young. You know, I don't...
No, me neither.
Because that's what I'm
saying. I've always looked 30.
You and I can't have music video haircuts.
Yeah.
We've always been old fucks. Even when we were 20, we couldn't get away with getting whatever that haircut was.
I did once get a cool guy haircut. It was a kind of haircut where, you know, they wanted me to post it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very, you know, very generous and very kind. And I look great. I look really nice. But I also thought, I don't think this is me. It's like I've had a hair transplant from someone else. I felt like I was wearing someone else's hair.
Yeah. You know? Or like you've got a bit cool in your GTA character selection thing. Because you're like, in this universe, I'm cool. I'm cool. When I'm shooting people off a bicycle, I'm cool.
The character designs I went through trying to make it me, but also like a muscular, cool version of me. I was like, well, this is a real me in the video game.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. This is how I feel.
He wears sunglasses all the time. Yeah. All the time.
Even in dark nightclubs when he's getting instructions from a cutscene. He can't see a fucking thing. Yeah, totally. The real me wears a denim vest.
I'd make the ugliest fucking guy. My Skyrim guy and my Mass Effect guy are like horror shows ugly. They'd both look like if when Phantom of the Opera takes his mask off. That's what they all look like.
Why?
I don't know, because I keep trying to make him handsome, but I'm so bad at design that they'd come out looking like lumps. My Mass Effect guy looked dead, like he was walking like rotting corpse. Honestly, he looked so bad. My Mass Effect guy. I don't know.
What are you doing? Just like, and of course, every
and then just make the nose
feature,
really long,
maximum size,
forehead, like tiny, tiny forehead. So the eyes are basically next to the hairline, and I think it comes from being bad at art, and I can't draw a face. So even with the help of like a computer game interface, I still mess up a face.
But you can watch it and adjust it. No?
I know. Look, I'm as perplexed as you are. It's not like I don't understand it's strange. I do.
This is one of your weirdest qualities. This is so odd.
What's one of my weirdest? Being bad at visual arts?
No, being bad at visual arts when there's just like a slider and you can just see.
I think what it was, I get bored. I keep like trying to make him handsome, and I kept missing. And eventually, I just went, I just want to play the game now. And so I just give up, and he'd look like a horror show freak.
So you'd get this like caricature face walking around.
Yeah.
No forehead. 3 feet nose.
But fortunately, you're usually just looking at their backs. So when it's Skyrim, it's first person, so you'll never have to confront. And then a cutscene will happen, and it'll jump to third person. You go, duh! when you're reminded what you created.
And it's supposed to be a cutscene where, like, the maiden of Dangthor or whatever is going, oh, handsome traveler. And what? What are you making fun of me? No, that's true. Yeah. They should build something in where an algorithm can tell if you've made lots of non-standard choices. And so when you run around, the NPCs go, greetings, traveler. Ugh! You get like they react to you. Or you see them go, ugh! Like just flinch in the distance a little bit. Like, Jesus.
you must have a very high personality points, traveler.
I hope you've maxed out your charisma, traveler.
Did you when you create a computer game characters, do you go like intelligence, charisma, luck, or is it just like strength, agility, heavy weapons?
I find it so irritating when there's like a cool cupboard of magic potions and you've built a strong idiot.
Yeah.
And from your characters, your character can't pick the lock, and even if he could pick the lock, he can't. He's so dumb he can't figure out that petrol is flammable, because that's like base. That's like one point of chemical knowledge or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I always cowered. I'm too much of a coward to go too strong in any of it. I end up creating a jack of all trades master.
I always do a jack of all trades, because I'm like, I want to try all the bits, but then you just your character's never that good at any of them.
Well, that's it. But then equally, that's where you get to try all the bits, like you say, and otherwise you're just going like, I'm going to set up my character in such a way that a good third of this game is inaccessible to me. experience I've paid to have is inaccessible to me because of my choices, and instead fewer experiences are moderately enhanced. Like, that just seems silly. But I was gonna say, so you'd pick arms, big muscly arms.
Yeah, it's an obvious choice, but I think it's right, because most people are just gonna see the arms. Otherwise you're picking a little surprise for an intimate somebody.
It would be funny if you picked buttocks. It would be funny.
Apparently I already have very nice legs. I've been told I have nice shapely legs.
Oh.
Yeah, this is the thing. I've got good legs. I'm slapping them right now. I don't know if you can hear.
I can hear that. Good quality. It's like when you tap a mango or a watermelon.
I have good legs. I've always had decent legs.
Okay.
I've got a horrible little belly.
Mm.
And little boobies. That aren't ideal, but then so I was torn between the arms when you asked. I was torn between the arms and the chest. Maybe I'll go chest actually, just because my chest is a joke.
My
chest is like that of an animal that doesn't use its chest very much. Like, the species doesn't really need its chest.
Oh, like it's evolved away from those movements.
Yeah, and there, what was it called when a part of your body is no longer
vestigial?
Vestigial.
So you've got vestigial tits.
Yeah, I look like I have a vestigial penis.
A whole chest being vestigial is funny. That's true. Yeah, because even if you had like just normal arms, if you had a couple of perfectly sculpted man tits, it would look pretty good.
Mm.
You ever seen that? You get those guys who've got, they've got like a beer belly, but they've got really strong pecs. They've got like tits and belly.
Yeah, those are like sort of strong men, sort of the mountain style guys.
Exactly, square tits, round belly.
Yeah, yeah. They enter World's Strongest Man competitions and they pull boulders and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That could work. That look can work.
Yeah, I don't think it works for me, though. I don't think that's my shape style. You know what, though? My cheekbones have started. I've never had such prominent cheekbones. I've been working out.
Yeah.
Quite a lot. I've got cheekbones popping, man.
Yeah, they are sticking out more.
Yeah.
It's a testament to your will, because you're on tour, and it's a lot of bacon. It's a lot of egg. It's a lot of sandwiches.
Yeah, but I've been too bad. I've been eating. I did have a fucking massive KFC the first day of last week. Thanks to everyone who came to the tour, by the way. We did Cheltenham, we did Cardiff, Swansea, and Bristol. All fantastic. And Fatiha El Ghori has been supporting. She's very, very funny. But on the first day, yeah, we stopped by a service station, and I got. And this is referencing a famous Pianovelli bit. I got the Mighty Bucket for one.
Did you?
And it was one of the best KFCs I've ever had. I don't know why. It was just like they gave me all the right pieces. It was all still really hot. It was all fresh.
Oh.
It was absolutely delicious, man. It was so good. It was so, so good.
Sometimes you do get that where you just go, why is this McDonald's burger nice?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't they all just follow the formula? Don't they all just follow the steps on the iPad or whatever?
But you do think, like, why is this one nice? I wasn't expecting nice.
Mm.
I was expecting what it is.
I wonder if the service station KFCs are nicer because it's more fresh, because they're just having to churn through more.
Yeah, that's true. The churn does create freshness. The other churn means fresh.
Do you have that as some tat in your kitchen?
Yeah, well, I've got that in cursive tattooed across my back. Churn means fresh. I had a Papa John's pizza for the first time in years over the weekend. Disgusting.
I'm amazed it's still going. Disgusting. Terrible. And so, are they as they're not as expensive as Domino's, are they?
Yeah, but they're not far off.
bafflingly expensive, to the point where, like, who's, how do you have any customers? This is so expensive.
Like as less pizzery than a naan bread would be. Like, they're so doughy and bready and fluffy.
Mm.
It's like a big cake with a pizza layer on top.
Horrible.
Really, really bad. Really bad. Fuck you, Papa John, if you're listening. And
you're not my dad.
Yeah. The Colonel's my dad. You're not my papa.
My real daddy.
You're not my papa.
Do you reckon the Colonel fucked?
Yeah, man.
Do you reckon he fucked a lot?
Surely.
Yeah, I reckon.
But in that, in that 1950s way of, like, a shameful dalliance at a motel.
Ooh. Keeping his bow tie on all the time, like a Chippendales dancer.
Yeah. Or like
stinking of chicken grease.
Yes, exactly. What everyone would have loved in the 50s. Or like, you know, a quick tryst in the bougainvilleas of his garden during a masquerade. I don't know. I'm imagining him with one of those old plantation houses, like some sinister antebellum gentry. What was I going to say? Oh, and thank you to everyone listening who came to the special recording on Sunday in Edinburgh, and Beth, who's a pod bud, who helped make it, who helped to
fantastic.
Do it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you for coming if you did. If you could have come and you didn't, well, it's too late now, you pigs. You missed your chance to see a bunch of old Pierre's stuff in front of some cameras laid out tastefully by Stuart Laws. Thank you, Turtle Canyon.
When's it going to be out? When's it dropping?
Well, it's the show that I'm going to take around the country, so there's no rush, and it's going to be quite a fiddly edit, I think, so probably not for a while. Probably November.
November, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what's going to come out before November, Phil? Some correspondence.
Oh, I've been waiting for this correspondence to drop. Ooh. Highly anticipated correspondence.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ring letters, emails, phone calls, correspondence.
I thought you were going for the Thus Spoke Zarathustra there. Ba 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 dum 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 dum.
Okay. It is from Tom.
Tom, you pom. Is he English?
Yeah.
He's English.
Is he English?
Yeah. I called him Tom the Pom. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, sorry. I got no sound there for a second.
Sure.
Dear Shit Chatters, long-time listener and podbud here, ever since seeing both Pierre and Phil perform sets at Country Mile and King's Cross.
Oh, good times.
My story begins several years ago in the frozen wilds of North Yorkshire, where my friends and I had travelled for a long weekend of boozing and country walks.
Nice. We've done similar.
We have done. In fact, it gets quite spooky.
In Yorkshire.
Over the course of a Friday evening, we arrived in dribs and drabs to the charming cottage in a little village called Malham and proceeded with festivities accordingly, cracking open several cases of red wine
that
one particularly urnophile friend had brought with him.
Oh, wow. This is very much like our trip.
Yeah. Roll on day two, and we weren't feeling very fresh, but we decided the answer to the hangovers was to drive to a beautiful nearby waterfall for some fresh air and a walk. We headed out, walked a short way to see the waterfall, and were duly impressed, deciding on the spot to walk up the dale behind it. It was quite a long walk up an open hill, open hillside, but there was meant to be a nice tarn at the top.
Tarn?
T-A-R-N, yeah. What is that? I should know what that is.
I've heard
is that a, like a
before.
Pile of stones?
Isn't that a cairn?
That is a cairn. A tarn is a mountain, lake, pond, or pool.
Oh, I thought you were saying a mountain, comma, lake, pond, or pool. I was like, you can't mean a lake, pond, or pool, or a mountain.
It's a lake, pond, or okay, pool. There's a lake, pond, or pool.
A lake upon the pool. A small mountain lake. Lovely.
Yeah.
A tarn.
About 45 minutes into our climb, I began to feel a slight twinge in my lower abdomen. I ignored and kept scrambling onwards, but it grew in intensity until I couldn't help but recognize it as one thing. The unstoppable march of the brown soldier. No.
I think that's a Wordsworth poem.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It quickly became apparent from the wine the night before. Oh, sorry, I misread that. It became apparent the wine from the night before had triggered a particularly ferocious bout of IBS, a reaction to bad hangovers I have borne for as long as I can remember. One that can only be cured by 20 minutes of sitting over the porcelain until everything from the night before had been ejected. The only problem was that there was nary an atom of porcelain for several miles. To make matters worse, it was a bank holiday weekend, and there were dozens of men, women, and children climbing the same path as us. No chance at all for me to hide behind a bush or a low dry stone wall without being spotted and outed as a public shitter.
Mm. Yeah.
Sweating heavily from palms, forehead, armpits, and gooch, I had a quick and discreet conversation with my girlfriend of the time, or I hoped discreet, and we decided the best option was to pace it back down to the mountain to the pub we had passed to find respite. We made our excuses and headed back as quickly as my clenched buttocks would allow. It was not a pleasant walk. Where does poo go when it can't escape your bowels downwards? I can tell you, it goes back up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gradually, the pain began to crescendo until it was something akin to being punched in the stomach by a Victorian strongman.
Oof. Hup ho!
Yeah, hup ho! The evil black leviathan alternatively trying to force its way out before returning begrudgingly and painfully to its too small lair, brackets my bowels. My reading is so bad today. So he's on the verge of shitting himself. To try and take my mind off the pain, my girlfriend began playing Tony Blair's Desert Island Discs appearance from 1997. Blair's voice, while silky and charismatic and befitting of a prime minister in waiting, is now deeply triggering to me.
That's funny. A prime minister in waiting.
Despite
that's what I call a shit that's about to come out in the Prime Minister
in waiting. Despite the odds, I made it through
elect.
45 minutes of agony until we reached the pub, upon which I committed an act of terrorism against the toilet bowl. To this day, I can say I've never knowingly touched cloth, and that swallowing your own shit back upwards through sheer force of will is a tactic I can recommend if you're caught short.
Yeah.
Praise redacted Koji Tom. So here is, he's also touched some tat from inside York Minster. It's selling a
York
wallet.
Minster's the big cathedral in York.
Selling a wallet, and the wallet is embossed with, you'll never guess this, so I'll just tell you. It's all, you know, like different names on the wallet.
Well, this
know?
Is in the gift shop, is it? In York Minster.
Yeah, but it's not relevant to anything. It's just, I've never seen the like. And you know they'll have all different names on?
Mm-hmm.
It just says, John's money generated by his own super awesomeness.
Whoa. And the idea is that your name is John when you buy it?
Yeah.
Whoa. What a weird idea for a wallet. Imagine reading that every time you open it. Just, do you get a little boost of pride? Yeah, I did generate this from my
Well, if you don't have any money, it's implying it's down to your lack of super awesomeness.
What's happening is you're tying your entire sense of self-worth to what is in your wallet.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then your wallet is essentially heckling you. okay, so Tu ta ti ta ti ta ta tu. We've got a message from Rachel.
Rachel, say well what you want to.
Yeah.
Say it well.
Say well what you wish. Speak. Hello, Jackrabbits. Please see the attached photo for what might be the most horrible thing I've ever seen in a public toilet.
Ooh, and that's a high bar.
Yeah.
For anyone.
So it's a photo of a sort of... Oh, it's a seat cover dispenser.
Oh, yeah. So if you're Niles Crane, you can put a little buffer, a little paper buffer between your ass cheeks and the toilet seat.
Yeah, they're like weird little shitting dental dams.
Yeah, little poo condoms, yeah.
Yeah.
Bum-doms.
Yeah, they're bum-doms. and it's above a bidet.
Ooh.
And it's all very porcelainy and fancy and looks like it's been
redone.
There's
a separate bidet to the toilet.
Looks like
that's
it.
That's very smart for a public bathroom.
Unless it's a toilet and it's just looks like a bidet. What do you think? Is that a toilet and I'm being weird?
There could be a toilet, but it doesn't have a toilet seat.
No, it doesn't have a seat, but it doesn't have a back. It's got that kind of minimalistic.
But it's got
plumbing.
It's got a flush mechanism at the top, looks like. So it must be a toilet.
It must be a toilet, because I thought there was maybe a mechanism to activate the bidet, but then I'm just misreading it. Anyway, the point is, on that toilet sheet, bum-dum dispenser, it just says in really tiny, tiny writing, each day is a gift.
On the bum-dum dispenser?
Yeah, just in really tiny writing.
What a place to put that message.
I read tiny writing like a whisper, so I don't like that at all.
Yeah,
each day is a gift. Who said that? And there's just like a gentle breeze blows the bum dum a little bit.
And the music from American Beauty plays.
For context, Rachel says, this is in Texas.
Ah.
Ooh, boy, each day is a gift.
From God.
From God. You got your bum dum. Which I'm unfortunately required to visit every few months as part of my physical therapy degree. On my most recent visit, I stopped to have a piss at a very posh outdoor shopping center where all of the shops are owned by the same sickeningly rich TV star couple peddling their lifestyle brand.
Gosh, a whole mall owned by a celebrity couple.
That's America, baby.
Wow.
What's the equivalent here? A single shop that happens to sell Made in Chelsea hats.
Yeah. Or like the Love Island outfits you can buy straight after the show.
Yeah, straight from the fingers of the Indonesian children to your Spanish holiday villa.
A friend told me, it's comedian Ed Knight. I was hanging out with comedian Ed Knight.
Yes.
And he was telling me that on Twitter now, because it's all messed up with what tweets get promoted, replies get promoted. Basically, if you pay for a verified account, your reply to any tweet gets promoted above others. So all these bot accounts are getting their replies promoted above more meaningful replies to big tweets. And one of these bot accounts uses some AI image generation to pick up the clothes in the image of a successful tweet. And it'll just make the t-shirt into an image and say, buy the t-shirt here.
Yeah, and with I've seen stuff like this.
But what's been happening is that like it'll get attached to, it'll reply to sort of news with like images of fleeing at refugees covered in blood and crying. And then underneath the top reply will be, buy the t-shirt here. And it's there sort of the clothes of the people in the photograph.
Clothes of the people fleeing war.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. We live in hell.
Twitter's completely fucked. Twitter's completely fucked.
We live in a bad novel.
Yeah.
Genuinely, like, if that was in like a sort of sci-fi satirical novel in the 90s, people would be like, there is occasionally heavy-handed symbolism.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, there's a mall of that nature, apparently, of this this kind in Texas, which Rachel says is basically Tat Central. It's the kind of place that sells potted plants with their own name tags, labeling them with 50s-era human names, such as Irene and Albert.
Gosh.
Mm. Using their toilets fills me with a sick sense of pleasure that comes from convincing yourself that you've somehow successfully spited some evil billionaires who are making themselves richer by selling overpriced junk to the masses.
You're filling their property with shit.
Yeah, you can at least say, I went down to their mall and I took a shit in the toilet. They just say the last bit under your breath, in the toilet.
A legal really dirty protest.
Yeah. Fully legal, endorsed dirty protest.
Secret dirty protest.
Or the police form a cordon around you to keep you safe while you do it. Because you have got permission from them. Anyway, on this particular occasion, I noticed the inspirational writing on the dispenser for the useless tissue paper bum seat barrier things. The bum dums. And I was stunned. I had so many questions. What? Why? How was this particular location decided? Was there a meeting? Did someone get a promotion for this? I don't think it qualifies as tat, but it is certainly tat adjacent with this disgustingly sincere, overly optimistic message. Is there a name for that? I don't know. It is very functional for tat.
It is sort of tat bleed. This is tat bleed into functional items.
I would say the dispenser itself is not tat because it's an object already, but the labeling is tat.
Yeah, it's been tatified. Well, yeah, it has a tat design. Decoration.
Yeah, I think it's like asking where
a
does
tat
the...
tat decal.
It's a tat decal. Yeah. It's a tatical. Yes, I agree. I think it's sort of tat. There's tat on it.
Mm.
The very atoms of the ink baked onto the porcelain of it are tat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole story. That's what Rachel says, which is funny. I'm going to start saying that at the end of my sets.
Well, that's the whole story.
I'm a terrible writer.
If you just do one-liners.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole story.
It becomes your catchphrase. People get on a t-shirt that a robot sells under a disaster story. I'm a terrible writer, and I couldn't think of a smooth exit strategy. So thanks for the great podcast, and goodbye, Koji, Rachel. P.S. Please do shows in the U.S. We could use some good comedians who are actually creative and not just rude. And Jim Gaffigan won't last forever.
Jim Gaffigan's one of the guys who got me into stand-up in the first place.
Oh.
I love Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, Gaffigan. He's clean and great. He's met the Pope.
Oh, yeah. Very Catholic.
He's a Catholic man. He's got 11,000 children? I can't keep track. Just loads,
it's
I
true.
Know.
It's true.
He's just got loads.
As we also have 11,000 children in the Church of Dirty Little Boys and Dirty Little Girls.
That's right. Yes.
But we must say goodbye to some of those children right now.
Mm-hmm.
As we
join the priesthood.
Yes, as we go to the private...
The monastery.
We go to the monastery now? Okay, we're going to the monastery.
Well, it's a monastery because everyone who listens is in the Church of Dirty Little Boys and Girls, but only a select few are so dedicated that they choose a life of dedication in a different place.
Yeah, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
A life of abstinence, only jacking it.
Only jacking it in the Patreon VIP monastery.
Excellent. All right, okay. Well, to the rest of you guys, see you next time. To our patrons, see you
guys.
Friday. I'm on tour for two more weeks.
Two more weeks, baby.
But then I'm doing autumn dates. So if you missed out on this leg, check out my website. See if I'm coming to you in the autumn. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.